Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, clear with a low of 31. The Racine County Sheriff's Department is investigating the death of a woman found hanging in her cell in the pretrial facility in downtown Kenosha early Saturday morning. The woman has been identified as 35-year-old Bonnie Kimberly of the town of Brighton. According to a news release from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, correctional staff and the on-site nurse attempted life-saving measures, including CPR and the use of an automated external defibrillator after finding Kimberly. She was transported to Kenosha Hospital, where she died later in the day. According to online court records, Kimberly was scheduled to be sentenced on Friday after pleading guilty to a possession of narcotics charge. The Caledonia Village Board has rescheduled a public hearing on proposed assessments for over a dozen property owners along Highway K between Highway V and Adams Road for the sewer and water lines out toward the interstate. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
It was originally scheduled for tomorrow night, but Village Administrator Tom Christensen tells WRJN News that a consultant's report was not on file in the clerk's office by the designated time. So in keeping with the requirements, the public hearing was rescheduled for Wednesday, April 27th, same time, 6 p.m., at the Eastside Community Center. 14 affected property owners, some with farm property, are facing assessments that total a combined almost $1.3 million. The village has a 20-year window in which to make the payments. The Water and Sewer Service for a recently announced 187-acre business park and future development. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
The city of Racine's solid waste collection will be shifted to a cart system next year. But in the meantime, a lot of related issues need to be worked out. So a series of open house presentations about it will take place over the next 6 weeks. Public Works Commissioner Mark Yalen will be on hand to explain the reasoning for the change, including efficiency and worker safety, while also seeking feedback from those attending. The first open house is this Thursday, April 14th, in the lobby of Fratt School, starting at 6 p.m. A full list of open houses through May 19th is on the City of Racine website. Questions are already being raised in Racine over a proposed homeless shelter to replace an overnight facility at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in the downtown that closed last year. A new nonprofit called Segway Racine hopes to open this summer in a building near Julian Thomas School on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, once housed a bar. The building donated, but still in need of remodeling, hiring a paid staff, and establishing the rules of admittance. First Baptist Church Pastor Holly Anderley says it's already been decided that Segway won't admit sex offenders.
It became quickly obvious that there was going to be no way and no place that we were going to be able to open a shelter that we would be able to accept sex offenders. It's just not possible to find a location that's in a safe zone that would keep them away from things like schools and churches and playgrounds.
Anderson says Segway plans to be much more flexible in its admission policies than HALO, Racine's primary shelter. Some contend the policies there on who gets in are too limited. The Segway project has a long way to go, including the need for a conditional use permit and public hearings. An addition planned for Milwaukee Tool includes plans to increase the Brookfield Company's workforce by nearly 600 positions over the next 5 years. At a groundbreaking ceremony today, Governor Walker said Wisconsin is strong and continues to move forward, adding more people are working, fewer are unemployed, and our businesses continue to grow throughout the state. Milwaukee Tool manufactures heavy-duty power tools, accessories, and hand tools. The new 200,000-square-foot expansion includes a new four-story office building. Most of the new positions will be focused on research and development. State prison officials have called for additional testing of water in two facilities after being bombarded with complaints about a bad taste and foul smell. The state is trying to improve the water at the prisons at Waupun and Fox Lake after tests showed lead and copper contamination. A judge ordered the state back in 2014 to lower lead levels at Fox Lake after the prison failed lead tests as far back as 2009. Over the next 2 years, a team of UW-Madison researchers will study how a ring of padding in athletic headgear might better prevent injuries in soccer. Concussions in football have become well known, but those in soccer fly under the radar. So companies, including one in Fond du Lac, are offering headgear they contend offers protection. The UW School of Medicine and Public Health says high school soccer players suffer the fourth highest rate of concussions behind football, ice hockey, and lacrosse players. All of them required to wear helmets in practice and competition. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.